USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first day of public impeachment hearings has revealed some new details. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, linked President Trump more directly to a supposed pressure campaign on Ukraine to conduct investigations that would benefit him politically. Congressman Jim Jordan took the lead on behalf of the Republicans on the committee.
Were you wrong when you said you had a clear understanding that President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released, and the aid got released and he didn't commit to an investigation?
Sir, I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard.
Taylor also told the committee he heard from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump said he didn't watch the impeachment hearings. Instead, he met with Turkey's President Erdogan. The president's decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northern Syria allowed Turkey to move in militarily, including attacking Kurdish forces that fought with the U.S. against Daesh. The president said the ceasefire is holding.
That Turkey will continue to uphold what it's supposed to uphold.
Chad Wirth was sworn in as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, making him the fifth person to head the agency under the Trump administration. The move comes the same day the Senate voted to confirm him as undersecretary of the department's Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans by a vote of 54-41. President Trump indicated he planned to name Wolf as acting secretary to replace former acting secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was never formally nominated to serve in the position. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Federal Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that Congress can have access to 8 years of President Trump's tax records. The decision moves a separation of powers conflict one step closer to the U.S. Supreme Court. Inflation is going up. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation at the consumer level, was up by 0.4% last month, marking its largest gain since March. That was a tenth of a point higher than expected by the consensus of economists who've been polled by Reuters before the report was released. Most of the increases came for energy, health care, and food. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Justice is launching a new program that hopes to enforce federal firearms laws and reduce gun violence. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Attorney General Bill Barr is launching a new anti-gun violence initiative. The project is called Project Guardian, and it will be a revamped version of Project Trigger Lock.
The idea is to use our existing gun laws to incapacitate the most dangerous violent offenders. We are going to apply it with special vigor where gun violence is the highest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.